Federal court allows National Park Service to replace slavery exhibit in Philadelphia. A federal appeals court ruled on June 18th that the Trump administration can move forward with replacing a slavery-related exhibit at Independence National Historical Park in Philadelphia. The decision from the Philadelphia-based 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals reversed a lower court ruling that had blocked the National Park Service from removing the exhibit. The city of Philadelphia had won that earlier ruling after an exhibit describing George Washington's ownership of enslaved people was taken down. The exhibit, located at the President's House historic site, was removed following an executive order signed by President Donald Trump aimed at eliminating what he described as efforts to portray the United States as fundamentally racist or oppressive. The order directed the Interior Department to review and revise historical displays in national parks across the country. As part of that effort, the National Park Service removed an exhibit in January that focused on 9 enslaved individuals who lived and worked at Washington's Philadelphia residence. Philadelphia sued, arguing that agreements with the federal government required the city to be consulted before significant changes were made to the site. U.S. District Judge Cynthia Roof agreed and issued an injunction requiring the exhibit to remain. However, the appeals court found that removing the exhibit was not an official agency action that could be challenged under the Administrative Procedure Act. Writing for the 3-judge panel, Judge Thomas Hardiman said the Park Service's planned replacement displays still address the history of the 9 enslaved people, while also noting Washington's stated opposition to slavery later in life. According to Hardiman, the new exhibits recognize the injustices of slavery and preserve the stories and humanity of the enslaved individuals who lived at the President's house. The Epoch Times reached out to the Interior Department for comment on the decision, but did not receive a response by publication time. Philadelphia Mayor Sherelle Parker criticized the ruling and pledged to continue fighting it in court. "I will pursue every legal action possible to reverse this decision. We cannot and will not rest until the full story of American history, including the existence of slavery at the President's house here in Philadelphia, is told, for our nation and the world to see," she posted on X on Thursday. Despite the appeals court decision, the original exhibit may still be restored. In a separate case, U.S. District Judge Angel Kelly in Boston recently ordered the reinstatement of all national park exhibits that had been removed under Trump's directive. Shortly after the appeals court ruling, Kelly declined to suspend her order while the administration appeals. Reuters contributed to this report.